This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. May Day is tomorrow, and through the ages in the Northern Hemisphere, it marks a time of appreciation for all things gloriously spring-like. This year, we approach May cautiously amid stay-at-home orders to manage the pandemic. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, is here to share her social distancing picks for us this week. Tanya, good morning.
Good morning, Jennifer. Did you know that May is Date Your Mate Month?
No dates during the other months? That's no good.
Well, let's just say May is usually a beautiful time of year to reconnect with your loved one. Even though a lot of us are dressing down lately, we don't have to forget about date night. Let's just think of it as a more comfortable date night.
Can I still dress up? Because I do like to do that.
Well, of course. And here's an event that works if you do. On Friday nights for the foreseeable future, the Delaware Art Museum is hosting watch parties starting at 6:30 on their Facebook page. You and your quarantine boo can watch a musical performance and interact with the artist in the virtual audience. Friday night's musician is bass guitarist Rob Swanson. The Delaware Art Museum has even more virtual offerings, and we'll have them on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do.
That is a great way to kick off the month. Sounds fantastic.
Well, I have another one. Sunday is Garden Meditation Day.
I like the sound of that. How is that being done?
Well, maybe you can't physically go to Morris Arboretum to celebrate, but you can take part in their online classes. There's a gardening class that starts tomorrow at 10 a.m., and their upcoming classes on birding. The Arboretum even put together a plant music playlist on YouTube.
For these are but a few discoveries we find inside the secret life of plants.
It sounds very soothing.
It does. And it's a great time of year to enjoy your backyard or your garden, whether you have a container garden or you're on a few acres. And if so, lucky you. Jennifer, do you know what else is soothing?
What do you have in mind?
I don't care how grown you are. It's really soothing to have someone read you a story. I think that's why people love audiobooks. Now, what if that person could be Michelle Obama?
Oh, I could totally see her doing audiobooks. What is she reading?
It's terribly kind of you, Fox. But no, I'm going to have lunch with a Gruffalo. A Gruffalo? What's a Gruffalo?
Michelle Obama's reading stories for kids on our own PBS Kids website every Monday at noon. She's reading a different story every week through the end of May. And on May 6th, her new Netflix special, Becoming, the behind-the-scenes doc about her book tour, will debut on Netflix.
Tanya, recently you've given us some guidance on how to get up and get moving. Anything come to mind this week?
Absolutely. Filadenko dancer Janine Beckles is teaching the Graham technique live on the company's Instagram page every Tuesday at 1 p.m. It's for all ages and all levels, and it's free. So go on out there and move around.
It sounds like a plan. Tanya Pendleton of Things to Do. Good list.
And there's more. Go to whyy.org/things-to-do, where we'll let you know where you can find Opera Philadelphia online and where you can watch the Big Call to Unite charity event this weekend. Our own Quest Love of the Roots is participating, along with Julia Roberts, Yo-Yo Ma, and more.
Wonderful. Stay safe, Tanya, and I'll talk to you next week.
And I will talk to you, too.